Now, Desmondo Ray is a peculiar man. Trapped in the lonely town of Forgotten Falls, Desmondo is waiting for love, often escaping into his fantasy world when things get rough, and most importantly, hopes that his heart will follow the stars. Desmondo Ray is the endearing dreamer within us in Steve Baker's short film turned six-part web series, This is Desmondo Ray. Joining you on the line now is creator Steve himself. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, good morning.
How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Now, Desmondo Ray, he's had quite a journey. I mean, from short film, which then got featured on the Short of the Week website and the Chain New York City Film Festival, and now it's a web series. How did it all happen?
Yeah, well, back in, it was actually 2013, and the production company that I work with, they sort of challenged me to create something that they could then show people to actually get me work. So because I come from animation and live action, I thought this short little film where I could combine the two. So we just sort of made this 3-minute short called The Video Dating Tape of Desmondo Ray. And we just put it online. And then from there, it just sort of blew up a little bit. You know, it got really popular and premiered at South by Southwest and you know, won a bunch of awards. And people were just asking for more. So eventually we just decided to expand his story out into this web series.
Yeah, when I was watching the short at first, it's like, oh, we've all been there, trying to put yourself out there. But it was also so endearing and yet so sad. Was this based on real life experience for you, or where did you get the inspiration from, I suppose?
No, it's taken me a while, but I think I realized that I'm really drawn to characters that are just trying to find their place in the world. And I love mixing humor and heart, and I just, you know, to create something that feels really bittersweet. And I just feel like whenever I do that, it just stays with the audience a lot longer. Mm. So, these sorts of characters just always pop into my head and, you know, often go into some very strange, dark places as well. But, you know, I kind of like exploring that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, my producer mentioned she cried watching it, so I think your job is done.
Yeah, well, that's really what I want. I want people just to feel it more than anything. And that's what interests me as not only a filmmaker, but just as a storyteller, just for people to have some kind of an emotional reaction to it.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, the character was voiced by himself. So where did you begin to create such an endearing and quirky character? And who is this? Who is the real Desmondo Ray?
Oh, I can't tell you that. I can't.
It's, okay.
I'm the writer and director and all that stuff. So it's just one of those things where I just sort of have to get into this character's head and almost let him take over me. And I didn't actually sit down and write it like a normal script writer would sit down and write a script where they just sort of plot it all out and have everything sort of make sense and follow all these rules. I just started to think of all these strange little scenarios that he would be in and just sort of went with them and then wrote around that. So it's a series that's made up of these very strange sort of scenarios, but it all sort of comes around if you watch the whole thing.
Mm. It's for people who haven't seen it. It's kind of a really interesting mix of animated and live action. How was it kind of combining those two elements together?
It's tricky. I guess you have to break it up into the two different mediums. We prepared for it like you would with a normal live action shoot, and we got all the crew and the cast, and you know, we built sets and we did all that sort of stuff. But he just wasn't there in the shots. So sometimes we'd have like a cardboard stand in there and I would be off cameras reading his lines to actors and stuff like that. And if there were things where he had to actually touch and move, then they might be on a stick or something like that. And then I could just later on animate his arm over the top holding it. Mm. Once that was done, it was just then a question of me just sort of sitting down by myself with all the footage and just putting it all together and then animating him into the footage, which is, it's tough, but it's time consuming as well. But it's, you know, it was a labor of love, I guess.
Well, it's definitely paid off. Now, loneliness, it's quite a big theme, and it's kind of shown through the cruelty of online dating and rejection. Was this kind of a commentary on like dating in the 21st century, but since everyone seems to be very scared to meet each other in real life?
Good question. For me, no, not so much. It was just more about this character in this, just viewing the world. That's one of the reasons why I animated him, because I wanted him to feel very alien to, I guess, to our world, the real world. But he views the world with like this childlike innocence, with almost like childlike eyes. Mm. He sees everything with this sort of sense of awe and wonder and fascination, which can sometimes lead him into trouble because he doesn't react to something that we might react to in a certain way. So, you know, when it comes to dating, you know, it's a big, bad, scary world, and he sort of doesn't really know exactly what he's doing. But then again, you know, who does?
So true. But in this sense, when the way that he's so removed, he kind of escapes into his fantasy world, Planet Bill. And, you know, a lot of people do that too. Do you think, what is it about fantasy worlds that people just always want to escape, especially with people now going, their second reality is the world of the internet?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, and I'm guilty of it too. I think we're all guilty of it. We just pick up the laptop or the phone and we just sort of lose ourselves surfing the web. And for him, you know, he's not really a digital person. He's more sort of interior. He just goes into himself, and that's basically what Planet Bill is. But yeah, I mean, I guess it was just a reflection on a scary world, and he needed that safe space to escape to. And then, you know, it's purposely not very made clear. It's something you sort of have to think about, but yeah, that's what it is. It's really just a safe space for him.
Yeah. Now you've got the web series out, and you've had the short. What's next for Desmond Doré? Is he going any further? Will he be feature film? What's going to happen?
That would be great. We've only just released the web series a couple of weeks ago now. So it's sort of still building momentum, and it'll be entered into, you know, there's a whole bunch of web series festivals that are just growing in popularity all around the world now. So we'll see how it goes in there. But I guess it's just a matter of if there's enough call for it, you know, like there was with the original short. I mean, that's why we did the series, because everybody wanted to see more. And, you know, people are already asking to see more, but it's just one of those things where we just sort of have to see which platform would be best, because, you know, I could see it working as a TV show or a film, but, you know, getting a film up these days is harder than it used to be.
Oh, you know,
but
you could just
could be another web series.
Yeah.
You know,
so, yeah. For sure. So definitely not the end of Desmond Doré's story.
I certainly hope not. No, I mean, there's been quite a few comments come through already that people just begging to see more. And I sort of purposely left it off at a point where we could take it further very easily.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. And congratulations on the release of This Is Desmond Doré.
Thank you. And I hope anybody who watches it enjoys it.